Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Moms and Daughters, written by Chelsea De Mateus, read by Liz Auld. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you." And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. Ruth 1, 16-18. One of the most sacred gifts we receive from the Lord is family. Yes, at times it can be difficult, even tumultuous, but in the very same breath, there is nothing like knowing you have someone who is always desiring God's best for you. Ruth and Naomi are wonderful examples of this. While their mother and daughter relationship came by Ruth's marriage to Naomi's son, ultimately their relationship grew because they stood firm in the promise to care for and love each other no matter what. They beautifully lived out leading in truth and loving in truth. We can see from their stories the storms they weathered weren't easy, but the Lord used these hardships to bring them closer together and ultimately draw them closer to Him. Today, I want to take a moment to speak to and pray for moms and daughters. I trust that if this prayer is not directly for you, that you know a mom or daughter who needs prayer today. To the heart of a mom. God sees your heart for your daughter. He knows you love her endlessly and want the absolute best for her. He hears the prayers and the cries of your heart you've poured out about her life. though the tensions can feel high and the world's desire for your daughter's heart feels like an endless battle, stand firm in this. God handpicked you to be her mom. God permitted it, willed it, and brought it to fruition for such a time as this. Lead her well, leading her in truth. Love her well by loving her in truth. Know God's word and pray it over her. Look in her eyes, whisper in her ear, and remind her what God says about who she is. Love and lead her straight to the heart of our Creator. To the heart of a daughter, trust your mom. She is for you, not against you. She loves you endlessly and wants the best for you. Her discipline comes from the heart of God because He desires wholeness for your life. God hears the cries of your heart and He knows what you're facing. Though the world may feel heavy, I promise you God is in control. Trust His hand and trace His heart through His word. He is loving, leading, and pursuing your heart through it all. You are loved by God, and He wants to use you. Listen, lean in, and surrender. Be bold for the kingdom. Love and honor the truth as you learn what God says. Write it on your heart and be attentive to how He leads you. He will never lead you astray, and He will never lead you into sin. He never steps outside His character or contradicts Himself. When you look at your mom, I pray you see a warrior. She is fighting for you in more ways than you know. For your heart, your mind, and your innocence. Your mom is on the front lines in prayer over your life, and she is trusting God's plan for you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the blessing of mothers and daughters who have the opportunity to work on behalf of the kingdom of God. Help us as we submit our ways and take up our cross and follow you. Father, help us grow in grace with one another and let us boldly love each other in deed and in truth. There are wonderful gifts that come with being a mother and daughter. There is also the potential for great heartache that can come from this relationship too. Lord, please help us grow in grace together. Help us live for the kingdom together and serve one another in the way Christ displays. Though this may not always be easy, help us cling to you through it all. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.